Welcome to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, focusing on high school students and athletes to reach their full potential. Today's podcast is brought to you by our partners, Duval Motors, Bono's Barbecue, Adecco, Land South Construction, PGA Tour Superstore, Fortegra, CSI Companies, Arco Group, US Assure, WJXT Channel 4, and Tintin XL. Here's this week's show.
Welcome to another edition of the High School 912 podcast. We want to thank all of our partners and sponsors for making these podcasts available. My name is Alan Verlander with High School 912 and Airstream Ventures, and I am excited about today's podcast. You know, over the last podcast, we've talked to business professionals and people that are making a difference in the world of education. But today, we're actually talking to a student at Lee High School who has been involved with High School 912, has been involved in our boot camps, and we're going to hear a little bit about her story and kind of her vision for life after high school. I want to welcome you, the listeners to this, Jade Rice. Jade is a student here at Lee High School, and welcome to the High School 912 podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. What makes Jade Rice tick?
Well, there's many things that make Jade Rice tick. I'm the vice president of our senior council. I'm a two-year volleyball varsity player. I'm a three-year girls basketball player. And I love sports. And I just want to be able to apply sports to my future and be successful.
So you also love classwork, too, because we're told by other people, not you, because you seem like a humble spirit, but we're told that you're also a scholar, so you enjoy academics and life here at Lee outside just the sports world. What are some of the subjects that you enjoy?
I enjoy English. I love literature. I grew up loving literature. I love science, and I just love being around people. You know, it's just a great environment, especially at Lee.
So you... You'll be graduating here soon, correct? And so what's life look for Jade Rice after high school and you get that diploma from Lee?
Well, after I graduate, I will be a part of the United States Navy. I'm also going to graduate school after 5 years of being in the Navy. I'm going to major in criminal law, and I aspire to be an attorney.
Wow. Okay. So you just made me feel a little dumb. Give us a sense of what made you want to go into the military. Number one, thank you for your future service to the military. But what made you want to decide, I want to go into the military and serve our country?
Well, I've spent 4 years in ROTC, and I loved, you know, the whole background of the Navy. You know, there's honor, courage, and commitment. Those are three principles. And, you know, it's helped me with discipline. It's helped me just to become a better person, and I just love it. So when I get out of high school and I join the Navy, I know that I will thrive.
I have no doubt about that. So you were involved, you're familiar with High School 912 and when what the program is, and you were involved in a really, the very first ever High School 912 academic boot camp that really prepped you and your classmates for the ACT and SAT testing. And so tell us a little bit about that program and kind of what that meant to you.
The program was just it's just an exceptional thing. You know, you bring these kids in who are struggling in certain subjects, and you just help them with one-on-one help, and it's in a group and environment. You do it with people who, like your peers, and you struggle together, so it makes you more familiar. And so what they did was they broke down the information, like, step by step, and that's what really helped me, because I struggled in math a lot. And so when we got to that math portion, I was asking questions. They were very verbal. They had example after example after example. It was just really inspirational, and I was really thankful for the program.
And so would you say that this program, obviously this program helped you, would you say that this is something that should continue to all the different schools and for classmates of yours that have the opportunity to join a program like that and be put in to learn how to take these tests, is that something that you think you would recommend?
Of course, this program helped instrumentally with everything. You know, I got help from my peers, and we all came together. Like we were in sync, and you know, we all got to learn together, and it helped like no other. I was stuck in 800. Like I took the SAT two times and I was just stuck in the 800 range. But when I took it the third time after the ACT prep class, I was in the 900s. And so I figure if I can make this type of growth in such little time, do you know what like others around the world would be able to do? Yeah.
Yeah. So the company University Select, excuse me, with Jonathan and Ashley, I know they had a heart for it. The teaching was a genuine teaching. It wasn't like, let's get it through everything. University Select really made an impact on your life through High School 912.
Yes, they did. Mr. Jonathan, they were really like familiar with us. Like they understood where we were coming from. And I was just like, that was very helpful as well, because you know, some people don't have the patience for that. And the fact that they came all the way from their jobs, they took time away from their families just to come and help us. And it was really.
So you played all these sports. What's your favorite sport?
Volleyball.
So why volleyball?
I hate running, but you know, volleyball, I connected with my teammates on a different level. You know, we all had a common goal. And so when we came together, it was just, you know, it was love. And so that was what I was really thankful for.
We're visiting with Jade Rice, who is a senior here at Lee High School and was a part of the High School 912 program with the pilot program that we did with the ACT and SAT prep work. So what do you want to leave? You're going to leave a legacy here at Lee of some form or fashion. What do you want to leave to your classmates and the people coming up behind you? What piece of advice of doing your classwork, having fun, playing sports? What's kind of that legacy that Jade wants to leave to her school?
I just want to inspire people to never give up, because we have the resources. We just have to be able to take advantage of them.
And one last question here. We'll go two last questions, but one last question on the academic side. What's one thing as you know, our community is trying to do more for the Duval County Public Schools, and Dr. Green's come in and done an amazing job already of getting things organized and out there. What are some of the things that, as a student, because now you have a mouthpiece to be able to talk. We've interviewed all kinds of adults that are doing these kinds of things and doing great things for others, but you're our first student. And so what are some things that that the community needs to know? What are things, some of the great things that are happening, and then some of the things maybe you'd like to see improved from a student perspective?
I just feel like people need to listen more instead of talking over. Most of the students I've come in contact with, when we talk about what's going on in the classroom, they just feel like they're being silenced and the teachers are not listening. Now at Lee, the teachers are great, you know? And I feel like over the years, they've broken down that barrier, and I just want to continue to see it broken down. I want to have more students who have like a better relationship with their teachers, to where it's just like, it's not only, hi, you know, my name is Jade Rice, and you know, I want to be like, how was your day? I see that you're struggling. Is there a problem? Is there anything I can help with? I just want, and that's mostly it. It's just breaking down every barrier that we can.
It's a lot of listening. A lot of listening going on and listening to our students, which is great advice. All right, one last question for you. We're visiting again with Jade Rice, who's a senior here at Lee High School and has been a part of this High School 912 initial program. So you said you want to be a lawyer.
Yes.
when you grow up, right? Mm-hmm. What kind of law do you want to practice?
I want to be a defense attorney. I want to practice criminal law.
Do you want to make a lot of money?
Yes, I do. But I also want to, you know, I want to be a part of the change. I want to be a part of the movement. I want to have a seat at the table. I want to be able to be instrumental in my community and be able to say that I came from here, but look where I've gone. And so now that I've done it, you can do it too.
And you want to come back here and do that in Jacksonville?
I'm sure I'll be back here. I'm sure.
Well, thanks for visiting with us today. Very much, very good insight from a senior athlete. I would say student athlete, because she puts academics first, but loves to play sports. And we wish you so much success when you're going to the Navy. When do you report? Give us a little bit of thoughts and insight into kind of once you graduate, what happens from there?
Well, I have to go to boot camp, but I have to get my official date on Sunday. So, you know, when I get that information, I'll let you know.
Sounds good. Well, we want to thank you for visiting with us. We want to congratulate you on finishing high school and going into the Navy. making that decision is an incredible decision. I'm sure it was one that weighed on you greatly, but once you made it, you're excited to go. I can tell by the smile on your face. We can't see the smile on the face on a podcast, but just take it. She's smiling very proudly, and we'll do a great job. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's another edition of the High School 912 podcast. Again, we want to thank all of our sponsors and partners for making this possible. Until next time's podcast, have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, focusing on high school students and athletes to reach their full potential. Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners, Duval Motors, Bono's Barbecue, Adecco, Land South Construction, PGA Tour Superstore, Fortegra, CSI Companies, Arco Group, US Assure, WJXT Channel 4, and Tintin XL.